USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 13 people are dead because of the storm that's now a tropical depression. Florence downgraded again, but still a dangerous rainmaker. The head of the North Carolina Highway Patrol says,
I have never seen flash flooding like this occur in our state, and it's tremendously impacting our ability to help move travel on our interstates and U.S. routes because of the rapidity and fluidness and dynamics of how fast these events are occurring.
And nearly a million people are without power because of the storm, most of them in the Carolinas. President Trump reportedly plans to slap tariffs on $200 billion worth of additional Chinese products. The Wall Street Journal's reporting the announcement confirming it is expected to come within the next few days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Authorities on Cape Cod, Massachusetts say a man is dead after a shark attack Saturday. The 26-year-old was swimming off the beach at Wellfleet. He was pulled from the water and given first aid, but later died at a hospital. Another man had been injured in a Cape Cod shark attack last month. More now on what's Tropical Depression Florence, as North Carolina's Governor Roy Cooper urges people who've evacuated to stay where they are for now.
If you have evacuated from the coast to a safe place, don't go back now. Even when the evacuation orders are lifted on the coast, it isn't safe right now for you to get there. Plus, you'll be in the way of rescue and recovery efforts that are going on there.
The Trump administration getting ready to send out messages to all cell phones in the U.S. this Thursday to test an alert system for national emergencies. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A Wisconsin mail carrier pleading guilty to stealing more than 6,000 greeting cards filled with cash and checks. Ebony Smith was assigned to a couple of zip codes in Wauwatosa since 2015. An investigation was started after people kept complaining that they weren't getting their cards. A sting operation involving a transmitter placed inside a decoy card is what led postal agents to make the bust. An auto scrapyard also found thousands of envelopes and hundreds of checks in the back of a towed car they were preparing to salvage. Along with the cards was mail addressed to Smith. She admitted she started stealing about $40 a week from the mail to help pay for bills and for her four children. The amount later was increased to about $50 to $100 a week, she says. She hasn't yet been sentenced. Holiday spending's underway as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
New data from Adobe Analytics finds America spent a record $2 billion online on Labor Day, which is up 23% from a year ago. Shoppers shelled out money on big-ticket items like electronics, appliances, and grills. According to the Washington Post, retail strategists believe the numbers bode well for the upcoming holiday shopping season. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And also